to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we recently had a member that was talking about the difference between running on a treadmill versus running outside. Now, before you answer it from like the actual movement coach way, I'm going to give you my layman's way because it may be wrong and it may be right, or it may be combination. I used to have a friend when I was running. I only ran outside and he only ran on the treadmill. And he was saying how, oh my God, I hate running outside. And I'm like, oh my God, I hate running the treadmill. Cause for me, it was very boring. Right. But at the same time, when we would kind of joke about it, I'm like, yeah, well, the treadmill like moves you. You have no wind resistance. You have no cement. You have no cold. You have no, you know, wind or car or rain, or there's all these things that can affect you outside, which is how you race. Like, you don't race on a treadmill. But I always felt that running outside was like harder, you know, remember the whole grueling aspect of it. Now, of course, I prefer the treadmill. But what is like, explain kind of what the difference is. Is one easier? Like, I know you run, you were doing a lot of recovery on a treadmill. So can you talk about the difference between treadmill running versus outside running?
Yep. So this is really nice. So we always talk about in running, there's one action and it's called pulling. Like in running, you have to pull your foot up. When you're outside, you get to use gravity because the ground stands still, right? So how do I get the ground to start moving? Right. I have to actually allow my body to fall forward, and then you pull your foot. So when you are on a treadmill, there's no fall. Please don't fall.
Yeah.
So on a treadmill, it's called a controlled pull. You're still pulling. However, you're controlling it. So now you're keeping up with a moving belt, right? Mm-hmm. So then if the belt moves faster, you have to pull quicker. Your cadence has to go up to match the cadence of the belt. So it's really, really effective for runners. And this is also, by the way, why it's used so much for training and recovery, is because the beautiful part of a treadmill is it helps you to hold your pose. So the pose itself, right, is you're balanced on the ground. When you're on the ground, guys, you want to be in one line, right? That ear, shoulders, hips in line. Well, just like Caroline said, there's no cars, there's no wind, there's no nothing. So I have nothing limiting me to hold my upper body in line. And then your timing of your foot is always on time because you're keeping up with a belt. So you are actually more than likely running with, usually, sometimes for people, actually a little bit better form hold on a treadmill because of that, because there's no variation.
Right.
So like if you go offside, or you know, you're off kilter or your hips out or something, you'll feel it because it's weird on the belt. So this is why a lot of people like the treadmills, because they can there. And by the way, this is really funny. And Caroline and I talk about this with our runners. You're in control. You control the belt. You control the speed. You control the temperature, the fan, everything is in you. And you're also controlling the action. So you're pulling your foot, but you're pulling it when you want, because you're the one that set the belt. Right. So that's the difference. When you're outside, that's on you, because this is the hard part, guys. Most people think that running is moving, that your legs move you when you run, and they don't. Your legs are moving because your body is falling forward. And when you start to feel that, it's, well, one, it's way more fun. But second, it's why a lot of people like the treadmills, because they cannot feel that same feeling outside. And you're right. Outside, it could be raining. It could be cold. Who knows what I'm running?
Yeah, there could be a hill that you don't realize is a hill because it's a slight incline. You're like, that was the thing that I was like, why was that so hard?
But people ask me all the time, like, can I train on a treadmill? I'm like, 100%, of course. Like, you're getting cardio benefits. You're getting strength benefits. You're getting all the benefits you get of running. Yeah, you're missing the fall element. So, like, for our runners, what I encourage is to do fall drills off the treadmill. so that they still feel the fall. They still practice that. So when they do go race, because, you know, most people are training for something that is going to be outside. And when you go outside, I mean, I can't stand here and hope someone's going to hit the start button. The belt's going to start moving, right? So I tell people, like, I still want you to feel that sensation. But to be fair, because most people to, you know, on the treadmill, like I said, you're having to hold that line up. They usually find when they start to go back outside, oh, I really actually enjoy the outside. You know, it's, I mean, versus not talking about elements. So, and I will say this, I'm very biased because I run on a curved treadmill, right, the non-motorized, and I would never run on the other kind.
Right.
Like, I really dislike them. And that's Valerie. That's right. Not telling you to go buy them. Promote any product, you know, that I don't hawk anything, but I can tell you, I did not run on a treadmill for 27 years and every treadmill I tried, and especially when I used to work at a gym, they were all regular treadmills. Right. And I think until you really understand about the line, because so right now it's very popular for people to buy these high incline treadmills, for example. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they like, they really rise up. Right. So you're like, oh man, I am going up this hill.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that as soon as that belt lifts, guess where your shoulders are?
Oh, they're behind you. Yeah.
They're behind you. So what do you have to do?
You have to grab
the rail.
Yeah.
So basically you're hanging on to a rail, your shoulders are back here and you're like, I'm going up this hill. Or if you don't hang on, you're going to hump over. So I really prefer for Valerie anyway, and I tell people this, if you've never had a treadmill or bought one, try a motorized, because the best part about it
try is curve, it's your body. You mean.
It's your, I mean, a curve.
Try sorry. The curve, right.
The curve, the non-motorized curve, because the whole fun part is you learn how to use your own body weight to, if you want to go faster, you basically shift your weight up and forward, and it's the exact same as when you run outside. So anyway, I really like it. But I know a lot of you guys love toys. And if you already have those and you love them, I enjoy them because that's the main part. But because you asked my opinion, I'll give it.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, if you follow us on the social media channels, you might have seen her running on a curved treadmill. And there are a couple of them out there and some have different bells and whistles and cup holders and things like that. But what's really what I like about it is like she said, is you control the movement of the belt. If you don't fall, even just like we joke, like a piece of the pie, if you take like one little bite off of a pie in front of you, so you move just one little degree, it will get the belt moving. As soon as you get fearful and you back up and you stand or you lean back, it stops. So it's very much a, okay, I have to move this. I have to get this moving forward. And if I move, if I lean too far forward, or I don't even want to say lean, if I try to fall too fast, it moves too fast. Right. So it's fantastic in terms of really understanding your balancing on that one foot and you are controlling your fall. But it does have some mechanics in it, guys. So it's not like being outside. It does move. Right. So there is some recovery to it. You're not truly running outside on a cement walkway. Right. There's no chamfer of water having to come off one side, you know, things like that that can affect us all. But check out our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. I think we have a treadmill on the YouTube channel, but check out the Facebook, check out
Instagram, and I think check out that X. One's a regular treadmill. So
is it really? Okay. Well, if you just check out the Instagram, go into her profile and take a look. You can get lost in the reels. She has quite a few of herself running. We even have the puppies running on them. It's amazing natural they are.
And if you do use a regular treadmill, which like I said, almost every one of my runners does, add just like a 1% incline. So, you know, just a subtle incline, not a huge one, but like a 1%. Right. And then challenge yourself. This is your thought. This, when you're on the treadmill, like, you know, do just 1%. It's enough. Like you have a backpack on and you just, you know, get the backpack up and forward. And you should feel that same sensation, like you're up and forward. So I want you to feel, even on the treadmill, that same kind of sensation that my body's like going a little bit forward. And then you'll enjoy it outside too.
Yeah. Okay, guys, if you have any questions like the difference between treadmill running versus outside running, go ahead and email us at support@runrx.fit. That's support@runrx.fit. And if you'd like to work with us, go to our website, runrx.fit, and hit the work with RunRx. And there's all the ways that you can work with us. We'd love to help you run pain free. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.